Now that the Senate is under Democratic control, Democrats get to decide the agenda. The next item is one the Democrats have been pushing for a long time, a Patient's Bill of Rights. A bipartisan measure under consideration would give consumers the right to hold their HMOs accountable for health care decisions that harm their health. NPR national political correspondent Mara Eliason reports.
The Patient's Bill of Rights has been knocking around Congress for more than 4 years, but supporters of the legislation say its prospects got a lot better when the Democrats took over.
First of all, Senator Daschle is calling it up for a vote. For years, we had the hardest time getting the bill up for a vote.
Chris Jennings was a senior health advisor in the Clinton administration. The Patient's Bill of Rights does have a tortured history. It began as President Clinton's second try to solve the health care problem. After universal health coverage failed, Mr. Clinton moved to address voter anger at HMOs by requiring HMOs to guarantee patients the right to see a specialist, go to the emergency room, and to sue their health plans if they had been denied care. Soon, Republicans climbed on board, and in 1999, both houses passed legislation. But the bill died in conference committee, something that's less likely to happen this year. Now that Democrats are in control, Senator Ted Kennedy will chair the conference. But first, the bill has to pass. The White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card, says the bill that will be on the floor, sponsored by Kennedy and Republican John McCain, is unacceptable.
We think there is room for compromise. The president would like to sign a Patient's Bill of Rights bill, but he will not sign Kennedy-McCain in its current form.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, the man who proclaimed principled compromise as the watchword of the new Senate, says his side has already reached its limit.
We've compromised about as much as I think we possibly can, and we've come a long way from where we originally started in the first bill that we introduced. We can't go any farther to the right because I think then we'd lose the middle and the compromise.
It sounds like a standoff, but most of the players in the fight are optimistic. For one thing, says Chris Jennings, Republicans and Democrats in Congress both interpret the White House veto threat as an opening bid for negotiations, not a line in the sand.
I think that most people in the Congress don't believe that the president will veto a bipartisan Patient Bill of Rights bill, even if it does look a lot like McCain-Edwards, because the president himself has indicated his longstanding support for a Patient Bill of Rights and trying to define differences which are so small as the rationale for the veto will be extraordinarily difficult.
Indeed, the differences between the Kennedy-McCain-Edwards Patient's Bill of Rights and another bipartisan bill that the president supports are mind-numbingly small. The Kennedy-McCain measure allows patients to sue for up to $5 million in damages. The White House-backed alternative would limit liability at $500,000. And even the HMO lobby says it wants a bill.
Our members believe very strongly that it's time for Congress to move forward with legislation to give patients the accountability they need in the system.
Karen Ignani is the president of the American Association for Health Plans. The HMOs say their strategy is not to stop all legislation this year, just to stop the Kennedy-McCain bill, which they claim would drive up insurance premiums, cause employers to drop health coverage altogether, and hurt the economy.
Moving in the direction of more litigation, more attorneys, more juries, more liability, that will unravel the healthcare system.
Business groups have said they'll spend whatever it takes to defeat the Kennedy-McCain legislation, and they're already airing television ads like this one.
The Kennedy-McCain bill has Wanda Rome worried.
I can barely afford.
It could force small businesses like hers to cut health insurance benefits because of expensive new healthcare lawsuits. Lawsuits that help lawyers but hurt families.
On the other side are the American Trial Lawyers Association and the American Medical Association. Along with the HMOs, these groups were big contributors in last year's political campaigns. But their advertising is less a bid to change public opinion than to demonstrate their own clout to undecided lawmakers. According to Chris Jennings, with a rough consensus in Congress on the need for some kind of legislation, there's no longer a lot of partisan advantage to be wrung out of this issue for either Democrats or Republicans.
I believe that both sides have concluded that the time has come for this legislation to be passed and signed into law, that there really is no political advantage for further delaying action from either side's perspective, and that those who stand in the way of passage are much more vulnerable than those who are associated with passing it.
Yesterday, the legislation supported by Democrats got another boost. Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood, a dentist and a leader of patients' rights legislation in the House, signed on to the Kennedy-McCain bill. And today, a bipartisan group of senators has been invited to the White House to discuss a compromise. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.